As we have been reporting for days, Auckland Mayor Wayne Brown is under increasing scrutiny for his communication during the Auckland flooding crisis. A leaked text reported by the New Zealand Herald yesterday revealed Mr. Brown was still planning a game of tennis as the flooding kicked off on Friday and complained that he had to cancel to, quote, deal with media drongos. And yesterday, in a surprise move, Prime Minister Chris Hipkins announced he was creating a new position, Minister for Auckland. Well, with me now is Todd Niles, Stuff's senior Auckland affairs reporter. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
Let's talk about first the response. Once again, we haven't heard from the Mayor of Auckland this morning, despite ongoing flood issues.
Well, we have, in a way, heard from the mayor. Things in the downward spiral of the media relationship with the mayor and his office have kind of taken another turn overnight, in that while rain was lashing Auckland and a new round of flooding and slips and, you know, devastation in parts of the city was happening, the mayor had spent half an hour talking to the New Zealand Herald, in which he basically focused on his dislike of the media. He repeated the phrase that's reported, "You are drongos." In terms of his unavailability with the media, he said, and the quote was, "I don't need to talk to anybody, I'm in." So, you know, at a time when Aucklanders are needing reassurance from political leadership and some calm advice, information, the words, you know, that things are being done as well as they could be, the mayor is creating yet another round of war, if you like, with the news media at the time when the news media should be the vehicle through which he does his job in this crisis as a political leader.
Yeah, I mean, that's a point. It was made yesterday as well. The media don't really care what Wayne Brown thinks of them. They're used to the rough and tumble of politics. What's alarming is that Wayne Brown doesn't seem to appreciate the communications role that his job carries.
No, he clearly doesn't understand it. And as you will know, there are politicians who really don't like the media, but still carry out their role in being available. It is extraordinary, particularly in this time of crisis, that nearly 4 months into Wayne Brown's time as the mayor of Auckland, he is not granting interviews. We don't have a good feel for what he's about, how he's managing, in this case, this crisis. But he's continuing to create, you know, diversions with this extraordinary burst about the media. It's not only extraordinary that he as a person is doing this, but in a politician who has a $5 million budget to staff an office with expertise and advice, he's either not getting the right advice or he's not listening to it.
All right. What do you make of the Minister for Auckland position? National 2 was obviously eyeing up this type of role. What is the point of this? What can they really do other than just sort of advocate more strongly around the cabinet table?
Well, it's a coordination role. And from the sound of it, it's not unlike the original Minister for Auckland role, which Judith Tizard had in the Clark administration in 1999, an Auckland-based and Auckland-plugged-in cabinet minister who can coordinate the sort of activity that's needed. We've already seen that in the transport agreement signed or agreed in December between the council and the government to put all of the big transport issues and the possible future relocation of the port into one joined up conversation. So it's an extension of that. The government has some huge investments planned for Auckland. There's light rail, there's a second harbour crossing, you know, there is the question of the port relocation. And don't forget, it's election year. So this is a time when the government needs to be not only making sure things are working well in Auckland, but that the perception of it in Auckland is also good.
So just finally, yeah, Todd, a lot of politics in this in terms of, as you say, elections are often won or lost in Auckland, aren't they? And it's pretty clear Auckland's been pretty grumpy with this government for a while, following on from the lockdowns, or large parts of it anyway.
Yeah, so as I say, there's 21 electorates in Auckland and there's a whole bunch of List MPs who are based here as well. The national leader, Chris Luxon, some of his senior portfolio people are Auckland-based. So it's, at a political level, it's a move to make sure that the government's voice and the government's action in Auckland is kind of coordinated and happening in the best way.
Todd Noam, much appreciated. Stuff's senior Auckland affairs reporter there.